Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We are so blessed to be able to come to you from 12:45 to 1 every single day. And we thank the Lord for this opportunity that God has afforded us and given us this great chance to get the gospel out. And so we thank the Lord. I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday in the house of God. I trust that your preacher did a good job. Amen. The choir sang well. And maybe somebody got saved by the grace of God. Boy, that'd be awesome. Amen. I tell you, it's awesome to think about people getting saved by the grace of God. I don't ever want to forget those days. Amen. Don't ever want to forget the fact that somebody could be listening today that's lost and need to hear about Jesus. And so that's why we're here. Amen. That's why we're on the broadcast, is to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got the marksmen up. And they're going to be singing a song, "When God Dips His Love in My Heart." Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen.
When God dips His pen of love in my heart, and He writes my soul a message He wants me to know, His Spirit all divine fills this simple soul of mine. When God dips His love in my heart, said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul, how He brought salvation and made me whole. Finally couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. He makes me laugh and He makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips His love in my heart, sometimes though the way is dreary, dark and cold, and some unburdened sorrow keeps me from the goal, I go to God in prayer, I can always find Him there. He whispers sweet peace to my soul. Said I wouldn't tell to a living soul, He brought salvation and He made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. Makes me laugh and makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips His love in my heart, He walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give His life completely to bring a better day. My life was lost in sin, but in love He took me in. His blood washed all my sins away. Said I wouldn't tell to a living soul, He brought salvation and He made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. He makes me laugh and He makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips His love in my heart, when God dips His love in my heart.
Yep, and that's the Marksman Quartet. We appreciate them singing that song, "When God Dips His Love in My Heart." We are going to go now live to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're speaking to some graduates that have graduated high school, and then we've got some that have graduated from college, and so they are transitioning, and that's what we're going to be preaching on today out of Joshua chapter number 1. We're going to be speaking about the great transition, and so we all are having transitions in our lives. And so we were challenging these young people as they transition to another phase in their life, that they stay with God and they can trust the Lord through every situation that they might be facing in life. And I hope this is a blessing to you. Once again, this is out of Joshua chapter number 1. This is part 1 of the message that we'll be preaching this week. Joshua chapter number 1 this morning. I want you to look at the text. The Bible says in verse number 1, we're going to read 9 verses. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now, what we're seeing here, church, look this way for just a moment. What we're seeing here, we could call a great transition. Moses is dying. A new generation is coming forth. I hope to not die, but there's a new generation that comes forth. Amen. These guys were little. When I took the pastorate here in 2012, they were young. And now they're graduating high school, and some of them graduating college. Time goes just like that. There is always
going to be transitions. For it. Now look, notice what the text says. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Notice this section. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt have good success. Notice verse number 9. Have I not commanded thee? Here it is again. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we are speaking to our graduates this morning and people that are here, no others that are on radio, help us as we look at the thoughts of transition. God, I know that, Lord Jesus, Lord God, there has been transitions in my life that I've looked forward to, and then there's been some transitions in my life that's been scary. And I pray, Father, that you'd help us today to do this text well. We do love you. I pray that we'd give them great advice for the future, that they would take it, they glean from it, and be helped. And Lord God, may them look back one of these days and say, my preacher always said, and my preacher always did this. I pray, God, that they would be helped by something that we've done in their life. We do love you and thank you for all you have done. Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. In the text before us, Moses, a great leader, has died. And Joshua, at the right arm of Moses, Joshua, the Bible said, the son of Nun, a Moses minister. In other words, Moses was the servant of, Joshua was the servant of Moses. Joshua was right there helping Moses. Every step of the way, he's there. But all of a sudden, things change. I believe this. I believe that God, while he prepares the next leader, always has that one, that minister, that one, that servant, he always has that individual underneath the man of God, standing there holding up the man of God, helping the man of God all the time. Listen, you can't be a good leader until you've been a good servant. I want you to see in the text that they are standing on the banks of the Jordan. They're looking into the promised land. They have a massive amount of water before them. And they're looking at the future. Y'all see it with me this morning? I mean, if you in your mind's eyes, I want you to think about this river. And I want you to think about all of that over there. That's what Grandma talked about. And that's what Grandpa talked about. That's what all the ones before you has talked about. But mom and daddy can't go into this land. Mom and daddy's already gone. And another generation standing there on the banks, because mom and daddy wasn't willing to trust God to lead them across and to face their enemies for them. But now Joshua stands in there. Moses is already passed into eternity. The Bible said, now somebody said, well, you know, Moses, he may not be dead. It's been a long time, amen. The Bible said Moses died. We don't know where God buried him, but Moses died. Now Joshua's on the scene. And look here, every time a great leader passes, God, look here, it's not by mistake. God puts another leader in his place. Every time, God has somebody selected. Notice in verse number 2, we're introduced to the phrase, go over. Now, that go over has to do with crossing over. Now, there's some obstacles there. Y'all see those obstacles? What's the obstacle that's in their way? The Jordan, right? The river. It's in the way. Well, that ain't no big deal, preacher. Well, it's been estimated by some that about 2 million people were standing on the bank of the Jordan River. Now, as a leader, I don't know about you, but I don't want to, with 2 million people, you better have that thing organized. If you don't have some type of regimen, if you don't have some type of plan about going up, it's going to be a disaster. You're going to have some things organized. In your life, you better get some plans. Now, God can change your plans anytime he wants to change them. God can change your timeline anytime he wants to change them. But just know this, get with God, get along with God, and get a plan for your life, and know where you're headed. The only thing standing between them and victory was this river. I mean, literally, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and the only thing that stood between them and victory was a river. I mean, they just crossed the Red Sea. If God could do that, you know God could help them cross this little river. Sometimes we forget how big our God is. I like what one writer said here. He said, this group of some 2 million people was excited to claim the promises of God, but probably also frightened that they will commit the same sin as their parents who died because of their disobedience. They are in a tough spot because their leader Moses is now dead, but they're on the verge of victory with only the Jordan River standing between them and North Carolina, the land of milk and honey. That is, praise God. I love North Carolina, don't you? Amen. Anybody wants to go south, north, east, or west, crazy. Amen. I just love where I live. Listen, they're not proud of their past. How many of us is proud of our past? But they're standing here at this river and they're scared to death about their future. They're looking across there wondering about all that could happen. Devin, I'm pretty sure, man, you probably got some things in your mind that you've thought about college and where you're headed. And I'm pretty sure there's probably been some things that run through your mind and say, you know what? I like mom and I like dad. I'm ready to move out, but I'm scared to death. And you're scared about the unknown. And I know good and well they're scared to death for you, amen. They're scared that, man, you're going to fall out in the world. They're scared you're going to end up, man, in different situations. They're scared. There's a frightening thing when it happens with that of transition. So what do you do in these shapes when you get in that place of transition? Graduates, I got to ask you this. What's your Jordan River this morning? What's standing in the way between you and your future? There's a lot of people in the Christian life, they'll get to a certain place and they'll stop and they'll they've not fell out, they're still in a relationship with God, but yet they just won't step out by faith, that next little step and go beyond the Jordan and get to that place of milk and honey where the sweet juices of glory is. They just step back. What's your Jordan? What's standing in the way between you and the future? I'm going to tell you this morning, some of us need to take a leap of faith. But faith is not something, look here, faith is not something that you can see. Faith is trusting God for what you cannot see. Faith is trusting God for something you do not have. That's what faith is.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.